saw the end of the Holy Spirit. Your sermon for the Feast of the Reformation is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus proclaims, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's for the text. Truth. Whatever. The sinful flesh cares little about truth. And especially, it doesn't care at all about God's truth. Don't bother me with your truth, oh Lord, I have better things to be doing. Do you not think that this rings true? What if God's divine service in celebration of one of the most important events in church history were only to take place on the evening of the 31st of October? How many then would say, "Now, not so late, there's that more fun man-made event that must take precedence"? Parents won't take their children to church late so that they can get to bed on time. But they'll certainly walk them around late to get their candy. Now, this isn't a complete bash on Halloween. There's a time and a place for being free in Christ and having fun. I just find it interesting that everyone expects the church to forget its own feasts and festivals and move them to be observed at some other time, just so that a worldly event can be observed, which, by the way, can easily be moved. This is sad to point out how man's flesh very easily places God and his truth pretty far down on the priority list. Is this being too staunch? Is it being too demanding? Or is this being received for what it is? God's love and care, which warns of keeping him at the top of your priority list. Man's understanding of truth is always something yet to be discovered. Why is the truth such a problem, especially God's truth? Why? Because God's truth is a measure outside of oneself that judges man's thoughts, words, and deeds. And it exposes and condemns their sinful, wicked flesh. So wicked man flees from the truth, and all men reside in sinful, wicked flesh. Jesus knows, however, his least it should. But Jesus proclaims to you of another truth that sets you free. The truth that is known by abiding in his word. Jesus is the truth that sets you free from slavery to sin and death. The Jews to whom Jesus spoke struggled with God's truth, which was standing right there before them in their very presence. They were afraid of and didn't know God's truth, so they told themselves half-truths or lies to comfort themselves. But the truth is, they remained slaves to sin and death, while truth incarnate, truth in the flesh, the God-man, Jesus Christ, was present right there before them to set them free from all of it. After being hidden and perverted by man for centuries, it was the truth of God's word that was revealed again within the events of the Reformation of the Church. The Reformation indeed was God's doing. As much as men may strive to fear, to hide, and deny the truth, God's eternal gospel of truth through Christ crucified will always stand and ring out to the ends of the earth. As the angel of God in the Revelation reading proclaimed, to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. The hour of judgment has come, for God has judged men through the death of his only begotten Son, through were the only one who took care of them for you.